As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Got a little secret I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
What's the matter? Do you want to talk about
like,
it on the Secret Show?
Like,
do you want to talk about it?
Appointments or what? Oh, yeah, we can talk about
okay,
it.
Okay, roll it. Are we rolling?
Yeah, sounds like we
you got another giant chunk in the same place. His headphone is like disintegrating on
yeah,
his forehead.
Yeah, it happens.
It does.
Should we all pitch in for him to buy new headphones? Can you not?
I think we have sets of headphones here. I don't understand why he can't just get a set of.
I got to have the. Yeah, I got my headphones, which
it's
are
because
very
he's been
nice.
Using. He's been using tallow on his
but
face.
But I have. Oh, I got to edit.
Oh, that way.
The beef fat.
Oh, my
yeah.
God. Gross.
I have to edit on the other computer, and I can't keep switching the headphones. I got another pair that's for the editing, and I'll just have to go get some new ones, I guess, because my face is offending you guys or whatever.
It's not offending us. It's fine. I just was trying to warn you in case, like, I don't know, you're gonna have to talk to anybody.
Let's see, if your headphones are disintegrating on your face, dude, it's time. That's just.
Yeah. No, we got to have other pairs of headphones in here that he can grab.
Yeah,
all right,
we do.
We back
don't.
To
it doesn't matter.
Oh,
he's
not
going
to
die with a little stuff on his face. He's okay.
All right, let's find out why V-Hale has a band-aid
on
her neck.
Let me go re-roll this real quick.
No, leave it on. What's wrong with it?
He's just saying that.
Okay.
Don't be sensitive.
Are you covering a hickey?
Yeah, what's going on with your neck?
No. Can you imagine? Dude, no. No, I had that cyst removed, remember?
Vaguely. Oh, what was the deal? So you were saying you had to get that off.
Yeah, so they tested it. It came back. It was fine. It just kept growing. So I was like, if this thing keeps growing right here, it's going to be weird, right? So I went in, and it's like everything that could have gone wrong went wrong. So, like, you have your post-op appointments, yeah. Post-procedure. It wasn't an operation. It was a procedure. But when I went back the first time, it was like, it wasn't infected, thank God, but it was super inflamed and red. So she had to like shoot a steroid into it.
Oh.
Took the stitches out and was like, okay, come back and we'll see how it looks then if I have to give it another steroid shot. So I waited 2 weeks. That was like last week or the week before. I had to go back and it was puffed up again, like another cyst was in there.
Oh, no.
So she had to cut it in two more places. See if it would drain. Nothing drained. Then she saw, this is kind of gross for anyone.
Oh, say
she
it.
Saw like when you have a cyst, it's like in a sac essentially,
yeah, yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So she, through the other incisions, she said she saw a sac. So she tried to like kind of break it. So then that was all like messed up again. And now I go back again tomorrow to see how it looks then. But it doesn't feel great. So it's,
it doesn't feel good.
No, and I can't tell if it's bumpy again like last time or if it's because, you know, when you have a scar and stitches,
yeah.
It's kind of bumped up
mm-hmm.
from just
yeah,
healing.
Yeah,
it's healing.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. It doesn't feel like the other cyst, so that's good. But I don't know if it's healing. I'm not sure. But I feel like what should have been one post-procedure appointment has turned into, I've had a
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Not all electric vehicles are designed the same. Toyota Electric is built to work for you. Grounded in years of proven engineering, it feels intuitive from the start. The Toyota BZ for smooth everyday driving. The BZ Woodland for all-terrain capability. The all-new CHR for an instant responsive drive. It's not just electric, it's Toyota Electric. We make it easy. Toyota, let's go places.
We're on the secret show, right?
We are.
Fucking Band-Aid on my neck for like 6 weeks. It's been... And people see my Instagram stories and they're like, what's with the Band-Aid? I'm like, really? Like, fucking leave me alone, dude. Like,
none of your business. Start wearing turtlenecks, yeah. Bitch.
I'm like at the gym. People are like staring. I'm all, is it that weird? I don't know.
It's but anyways,
just say, hey, man, I was choking. I had a tracheotomy. Don't be a bitch about it.
I almost died. You're welcome. I'm still here. Yeah. No, so tomorrow I go in. Hopefully it's everything's healing properly. That's why it's a little bumpy. But it's been quite the ride for something that I thought was going to be simple. So.
Oh, it sounds like they're doing a lot of shit and it's going to wind up being a big freaking scar.
Oh my God, I wish you wouldn't have said that, because that's my
That's what's going to, I'm fear. Super yeah. bummed
Freaking
out
her out, dude.
Don't I know.
That was my biggest fear, but I have this, scar gel and stuff I've been putting on
scar
it
gel.
Twice a day. Yeah, it's
like scar gel, but it's scar gel.
From keloiding and scars. Yeah.
Oh.
It's literally scar gel. Gel for scars.
All right.
So that's why I have a big fat Band-Aid on my neck.
Okay. And now we know.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for clarifying.
If you thought that you know, your procedure was gross or whatever, don't worry about it. Sarah was talking about taking a shit in the box the other day.
All right.
So.
Really? Yeah. We're revisiting true. That?
Yeah. In a box?
Yeah. 2 days
like
ago.
A kitty litter box?
Yeah. No, I don't know. What
and she was like, she tell you I had it, so much shit pouring out of my ass yeah. that I had to
she
actually
had to
like
cut it off.
Get some shit in the box and then finish the yeah. third and fourth waves into the toilet.
Does that sound wow. accurate to you? Does that sound like something I would say?
Oh my God. It was exactly.
Yeah, she said she squeezed her very moist sphincter to stop
oh,
the shit from coming.
Pinch it off.
Yeah, and then she continued to blow up the toilet and have like four flushes in the process because.
I'm sad I missed that show.
Massive yeah,
you
dumps.
You are.
Massive.
Yeah, I'm not crazy. Even going to address this. If anyone wants to listen to my shit talking story, you can go back and listen to Monday's podcast. And it's not. It's about getting a colon cancer screening. It's not about shitting in a box. You guys are just reducing my medical procedure test thing.
Shitting in a box is not a medical procedure.
There it is. It's for testing.
I also don't.
It was a
think
procedure.
That testing is legit. Like I'm gonna poo in something and
hey,
send it to you.
It's
like,
legit.
Test me. Okay.
It's the half-assed version of a colonoscopy.
That yeah. was full ass.
No
I'm gonna tell you
intended.
Something. It's full ass.
Anyway.
Hi, radio friends.
Hi.
I've been married to my husband for 5 years. Before we got married, I knew he had a career that involved traveling basically 4 or 5 days of the week. And he knew that I was applying to medical school and therefore wasn't going to have an actual income for quite a few years. We came to agreements about how to budget, afford life, split the household work and potential future childcare, and as Vinny knows how these agreements go, that all went straight out the window.
Oh, God, don't they?
They've been married 5 years. You know, that is, it's true. You think, okay, we'll work it out. We'll figure this stuff out. Some years later, 5 years, I'm now in the midst of medical school working ridiculous hours in the hospital for no pay, 80 hours a week plus studying at home afterwards. As part of my education, it takes so long to be a doctor, and
yeah,
it's so hard. Mm-hmm. It's like the way of weeding people out. Yes, this is the norm in medical school. I have 1 year left. My only income is a tiny student loan I get every year, which is not income, by the way. That's not an income. That's added to your debt ceiling. My only income is a tiny student loan I get every year to cover what the school deems cost of living, a total of $20,000 a year to... Maybe they're saying it's a student grant.
Oh, yeah.
That's mm-hmm. Sounds why like would a they grant. Say student loan? $20,000 a year to live in the Bay Area. Which, yeah, that's not enough. We already live about an hour away from the school and the hospital that I primarily rotate at because we tried to keep housing costs low, and who can afford to live close to the city, honestly? My husband makes good money in his career, but not good money for the Bay Area when you have a kid during the pandemic with no family around and crazy inflation. With the amount of child care we need due to my hours, my husband traveling the majority of the week, we live paycheck to paycheck with constant financial stress. This was somewhat expected, and I'm okay with it, as it's temporary. My problem is, my husband acts as if I'm supposed to be doing the majority of the housework and child care work because I don't really bring in any income, whereas he pays about 90% of the bills. He doesn't say this out loud and never admits to it when I straight up confront him, but we'll make snippy little remarks here and there about him making all the money and I'm only spending it, and his actions say it all. Whenever he comes home, he does the bare minimum in the house and with our child. He constantly huffs and puffs and rolls his eyes at me when I ask him to do things like empty the overflowing trash, do the kids' laundry, make a meal for the household while our child sleeps. If he had his way, he would simply sit on the couch all day watching the news when he's home. Look, that's everyone. If everyone had their own way, everyone would sit on the fucking couch or whatever, or go off and do whatever it is that they wanted to do.
Did she write that part?
No, I added that part in.
Just want to make
but it's just sense. So funny. If he had his way, he'd just sit on the couch and watch the news. Yeah, of course.
Did she write that part?
No, that she did write that part. I said the as quote. Yeah, of course.
All right.
I have even made a chores list that need to be done with assigned days, i.e. on the days I'm home, I do XYZ chores, and when he's home, he needs to do his assigned chores.
Oh, they have like a list for this.
Well, she did it. She put together like a little schedule. Like, these are the things that absolutely have to get done. You're home these days. You need to do them. And when I'm home on my days, I will do mine. But I find myself constantly needing to nag him. Oh, that's too bad. To get his stuff done, or else I'm the one picking up his slack/literal trash will pile up in the kitchen because he's happy to live in a pigsty for 2 days until he travels away again. The worst part is, he lets his dissatisfaction out on our son and does not care for him properly, often ignores him, yells at him, is rough with him, doesn't make him proper meals, doesn't take him to the park or playground because it's too much work. He's only a toddler. My husband's job is not demanding and not exhausting in any way. He lounges around hotels and restaurants where people do everything for him, and he maybe actually works 4 or 5 hours a day. What the fuck does this guy do? This sounds like a dream job.
I know. Well, I mean.
I am so sick of it. Coming home to a complete mess of a house and an unhappy child after a 16-hour workday, having worked 6 days in a row and being expected to fix it all every time. I get it's annoying to play daddy and take care of the household and clean and cook when he comes home from work, but it has to be done. We don't have a maid. I'm not a stay-at-home wife, and I work triple the amount of hours he actually works in his job. I just don't earn any money yet. But she will, right? I mean, well, she'll be a
when
doctor.
When she graduates,
I mean,
yeah.
Hopefully.
I shouldn't be expected to carry all this weight only because I can't contribute to the household financially due to being educated right now. I'm in education. How have other people in similar situations solved this? Vinny mentioned he had agreements about childcare before having kids that his wife then didn't honor. How did you solve that? Any advice? Welcome. XOXO, Tess.
This is heavy.
It's heavy because, honestly, I would say, fuck that guy and get out of there. But you can't. Yeah.
Well, why? Look.
Can you move in with your parents?
Right.
This is one of the things that she's referring to, which is I felt like we talked it to fucking death.
It sounds like these people did the same
thing. And I expected that we'd accounted for every scenario. And really, it was all out there. Like, look, I just felt like we had. The reality is different than your, advanced deal making. And it just is. And the bottom line for me in some situations is, I'm not supposed to have to do that. Except that's still got to fucking get done. It just does. So I don't know if you're going to be able to come to a good conclusion with this guy. I do know that I need a certain amount of order in my house. So there's things I will pick up just because I've got to. I need to have a certain amount of order in my house. Whatever. Like, so, one thing that happens at my house, the laundry goes into the wash. It gets washed. And then 2 days later, I'll pull open that drawer and be like, Jesus Christ.
I got to rewash this.
All right, well, now I'm going to shut that. And then, walk away from it. But I have to do laundry. Fuck! So I got to redo her load, put it through to the dryer, put my load in. Like, that's...
Fold hers so you can dry yours.
Fold hers. Forget that. She gets a pile on the bed. But what I'm saying is... These kinds of things can become really they undermine any hope you have of making it as a married couple and as a team.
They become resentful thorns.
And the resentment is the deal. And it sounds like he's got a lot of that for you right now.
A lot.
So,
and taking it out on the kid. Fuck.
Yeah. That is a huge concern in this entire thing. It's like, listen, I get, you can't tell people when to have kids, but the fucking time to have a kid was not when you were in medical school and he's working his ass off too.
Hold on. And I'm with you. I'm with you on that. I told you about a friend of mine who's a doctor. I won't mention his name right here, but
it's Deepak. Okay,
I'm not mentioning his name right here.
But you don't want to have decrepit eggs. He said
No. But he was working as a doctor and they hired a new person for their practice. She came in right out of med school, and you're in your late 20s by then.
Oh, if you're lucky, you're only in your late 20s. Right. Most of them are 32.
So she came in, got hired, and said, I'm pregnant, and I'll be taking my leave now. Thank you. Goodbye. So he was like, what the?
But there's nothing he can do about it.
But it was one of those things where a doctor who goes through school without getting pregnant but wants a family ends up having to do it almost the day they get their first job.
Right. Well, if they haven't done it by the time that they might. My cousin Brad and his wife, she's an oncologist and he's a gastroenterologist, and they had 4 kids by the time they were done with school.
So they
balanced all of that shit. Damn.
How did they do that?
I do not fucking know. I don't know.
That's one of the problems.
They were 2/3 of the way through when they started, so I think they might have their last kid when they were done.
There's so many problems there that you're talking about that make it... But first of all, they may have had family around, which can help
a lot. Of course.
So that's, that's a big help if you're like, I gotta have help, Mom, please. Mom can run over and that's how you make that. Also, if both people are equally into having a big family, then both people are down to do all the work necessary. Right. I'm guessing this guy was someone who was like, and I don't know what he said to you when you talked in advance about
it. It sounded like you had it worked out.
But he may be someone who's like, no, my dad didn't have to do shit around the house and I don't plan to either. Mm. If that's the generational thing he's dealing with, now you're dealing with it.
Mm-hmm.
I know my dad absolutely was someone who would, I tell this story, but it's a perfect example. My mom would put the dinner on the table. She'd get everything in place. And she'd sit down, and my dad would go, the salt? And I'd be like, you lazy mother. And she would jump up and get him the salt. And I'd be like, oh, my God. You know that. Never mind.
The thought was that a woman got to stay home all day. She wasn't, like, that child care and keeping a house wasn't work.
So I'm not That's not even about bagging on my dad. That's more about of a mindset
coming out
of a certain generation and the way things were. And my mom didn't bat an eyelash at it. She'd go, the salt. Let me get that. Sorry, I forgot that. She wasn't even mad about it.
Right.
I was sitting there going, Jesus Christ, man.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Not all electric vehicles are designed the same. Toyota Electric is built to work for you. Grounded in years of proven engineering, it feels intuitive from the start. The Toyota BZ for smooth, everyday driving. The BZ Woodland for all-terrain capability. The all-new CHR for an instant, responsive drive. It's not just electric, it's Toyota Electric. We make it easy. Toyota, let's go places.
You can't even get your own salt?
Well, how come you didn't jump up and get the salt?
Because I don't eat salt.
Oh, so you weren't going to use it, so you couldn't like let your mom stay seated? And
no, that's between those two people. I was 7.
Sarah. I feel like you could have got the salt.
Anyway.
Question, Sarah.
I feel this guy is mad when he has to come home. Like, he gets to go away all week. Have fun, live this like almost bachelor life that's higher end than a bachelor, right? Getting paid, doing this stuff. And he comes home and he's like, fuck you. I don't want to do any of this shit. It's like, it's just the place he kind of has to stay in between each work week. That's what it sounds like to me. And he's pissed about it.
Yeah.
Kick that fucking guy to the curb.
She can't though. I don't know how she does it.
Before you get to the point where you're like giving up on everything, you two may actually have to go. Look, when counseling came up in my life, it was because we were going to break up and it had to happen. We needed to sort this out. Even if we were going to break up, we needed to have some kind of open communication in order to deal with the kid we had.
Right.
So you've got to at least establish some kind of coolness between you two.
But can they afford it? That shit's expensive. Counseling?
Well, I don't know.
They don't have time. It seems like their schedules never line up.
He's home on the weekends.
That was my wife's answer when we were not married yet. I don't have time for that. And I was like, we're going to be done. You're going to fucking find time because we're going to be done. And so really does come down to she's sitting here in a situation where it sounds awful.
Mm-hmm.
They have to find the time. That's all there is to it.
Right.
So whether that's, you know, his TV time or your time when you would normally study or whatever thing you would normally do.
Right.
You're going to have to go to counseling in order to at least sort out how you're going to break up. But I also think you guys got to just get the resentments are killing you too.
Oh my God. And it's not going to get better. It only gets worse. And even if you just are like, oh, there's only 1 year left if we can just make it. No, it's you're poisoning the water that you are drinking. Like, you can't survive this unless you are able to air your grievances. I'm sure he's got grievances. You got grievances. The fucking kids probably got grievances. Like, everybody needs to get that out. I'm with you 100%. You think you don't have time? Well, if you don't have time for therapy, you don't have time for this relationship that you're in. You need to figure something else out.
Yeah, it's not good, and it's not going to fix itself. And it sounds like he's being downright, like the resentment has him, he is not doing anything now.
Right.
Because he's pissed off about how this time in your lives is going.
We came to agreements about how to budget, afford life, split the household work, and potential future childcare.
And another thing, yeah, it sounds like you had sex during the pandemic, but now what? Are you guys even together anymore in that way? Because a traveling dude, I'm not saying he's boning someone else, but if he's not boning you, you need to wonder about where he's getting his nook. Because
sadly,
as a doctor, you're going to need to give him a quick test before you guys do anything.
And I'm not
time.
Saying that, yo, and so you should need to start putting out. But if you guys aren't discussing, like,
that's a part of it.
Facts.
Because it gets bad enough when you just add the kid to the deal, but then now listening to your schedules makes me want to pass
out. Oh my God, I know. It's just, you know, I want to tell you that everything will be all right. I want to tell you that you'll get through this. This too shall pass. You'll be a doctor. You'll be able to set more reasonable hours and you'll actually be getting paid for it. But I can't say that. I'm not making you any promises.
Also, the sex thing, when you're mad at each other like you are, no one wants to fuck either of you. Like, you just both are
the
like...
The resentfulness is... It just breeds more of that.
F it. Why bot? Like, oh,
I
you're,
hate
oh,
you.
Oh, you're too busy for me. Well, then fine. I'm too busy. Now you've got two petty children.
Yes.
In a grown-up marriage.
And an actual child.
Right. Like, it's just, that does not go well.
Yeah, the
and
thing...
it boils over. And when you don't deal with it, it boils the fuck over. Yeah. And then it's...
My main concern here is that kid. Like, I don't know what to tell her, but I feel like that kid is in... These are formative years. And he's not being treated well by his father.
And it's his dad and it's a little boy. I mean, that is
this
like...
This is awful. It's awful. Bad. Like, that needs to... I think that's for that reason alone, get the fuck out of there. Put off finishing school until you can get away and get that kid in a safe situation. This, I think that's the... That, to me, is above everything else.
If she has parents nearby or family that can help
even if they're not nearby, she needs to move.
With them, yeah, get the... I know it's...
This kid's such an afterthought maybe to both of them. Like,
I don't know. I would say run as far as you can from that dude because it's fucking you up. And once kids are involved, it's a different ballgame.
Well,
your daddy comes home from being gone all week and is fucking, what did she say, rough with him? And
rough, yells
at him.
Let me see if I can find the exact thing here. Cut all this out.
I'm pretty sure this is not the advice she was expecting.
Well, sometimes the advice you need is not the advice you
want
to hear.
Right. Hold on.
Such is life.
Like here it is. The worst part is he lets his dissatisfaction out on our son and does not care for him properly, often ignores him, yells at him, is rough with him, doesn't make him proper meals, doesn't take him to the park or playground because it's too much work. He's only a toddler.
One thing I'll say about if anybody out there is listening and they're thinking about marriage and kids and all this stuff, and we kind of already touched on it, but... You can talk it to death, but if everybody's not on the same page and into it, it's not the person you should have a family with. Like, I really definitely have gotten with the program, but I didn't want to do as much. I said to my wife, or actually at the time we were just partners, I don't want to work that hard. I'm sorry you want a kid, and I don't want to be the person that you hate because I didn't give you one. So, like, you know, if we stay together, 10 years down the road, you're sitting there going... You know, seeing a kid in the park and you're like, I could have had a kid, but I don't have one because of that fucking selfish pig. Like, I could see that being a mind, a thought. And so I'm sitting there saying to her, like, look, I'll do what I can do, but I got problems, personal problems that are real and I got to deal with myself as well. So I don't want to work that hard. I just don't. And guess what? You will work that hard. Period.
Yeah,
there's
don't
no
kid yourself.
Soft possibility.
Like, oh no, we'll work the kid into our life. Okay, good luck with that. Have a great time, and make sure that you write it all down so you can send it to us when you need bad advice for it. Like, how many times? Honestly, it's written differently. It's different situations every time, but that's what a lot of these things boil down to.
Yeah, I feel terrible for you because really, this is just my own personal feeling. Doctors are awesome.
Yeah.
They're the person
we
that's
there
for you when you've fallen and you can't get up. Like, that's the job.
What
it's
if
a
we
big
just
deal.
Fall?
So, I, you know, you're doing something huge and the world needs you, but it sounds like, man, you got to sort out what's going on at home or you're not, neither of you are going to make it.
I've got the ultimate. What was that?
Oh, hi.
I got the ultimate question.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Aho, where do you what do you think about kids?
Oh, boy.
Oh God!
What is where are you at?
That's
where,
the ultimate.
Oh, this is now on Aho, not see. About this lady's problem, but yeah. about his
the
own.
This is the ultimate question because I'm watching Alex listen to us talk about this, and he actually is sweating. Like there's sweat rolling down his cheeks.
I think he's sweating out about
a wife.
He
wants
else.
A kid. Is that the deal?
Well, I mean, at some point. So we're trying to talk him out of having kids.
I think you know mine hasn't changed really. Like if
he's
we're in a situation that. Is it's possible where we can do it, then I'm going to do it. But yeah, I mean, if there's anything that's kind of holding, I don't want to like fight for it, I guess, is my thing.
You know that you can't do it in the butt and have kids, right?
I saw that one okay. coming. Right.
That is important. That's rule one.
Just, I don't know if you know it works. I'm helping.
Well, maybe she doesn't know. So you could just keep fucking her in the ass and be like, I'm trying to get you pregnant.
Trying
but
so hard.
God, I can't have babies.
Your poop isn't turning into babies.
I'm definitely a butthole surfer. So,
My gross. God, dude.
But bum. Where's this hit?
Okay, that's the end. We're done. Let's Bryn at RadioAlice.com. Maybe you've got some advice for this lady. I don't know. Or maybe you just want to warn Alex off kids. Give me those magic words.
The end.
BetMGM is an official sports betting partner of the National Hockey League and has everything for the action on the ice. Hockey fans in Canada can place live bets, create same-game parlays, take player props on their favorite skaters, and bet on the 2026 Stanley Cup champion, including if that team will be from Canada or the USA. BetMGM also has original bets, which are hockey markets you can't find anywhere else. And it's not just about what you can do on game day. The BetMGM app has improved its lineup this season to include instant withdrawals, data insights, and a brand new rewards hub. Download the BetMGM app today and enjoy the NHL like never before. BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 19 plus to wager. Ontario only. Please play responsibly. If you have questions or concerns about your gambling or someone close to you, please contact Connects Ontario at 1-866-531-2600 to speak to an advisor free of charge. BetMGM operates pursuant to an operating agreement with iGaming Ontario.
Let's be real. Getting incredible hair shouldn't be hard. Blow drying shouldn't be exhausting. You'll be obsessed with Lange Hair. Their Axia hair dryer is under £1, super compact, and so easy to use. When you pair it with their Gloss Shock, you get amazing shine. And Lange gave us a special discount. Just spray Gloss Shock on damp hair, blow dry with Axia, and the heat activates the treatment. Ionic Tech locks in shine for smooth, glossy, frizz-free hair in under 20 minutes. Go to LangeHair.com and use code UNPAUSED for 20% off your first order. Millions of Americans are looking for effective ways to manage their weight, but finding the right support can feel confusing and time-consuming. Orderly Meds offers a convenient online experience that connects you with licensed medical providers to explore GLP-1 treatment options from home. The process is simple. Complete your information online, connect with a provider, and learn what options may be right for you. No waiting rooms, no complicated scheduling, just a modern, streamlined experience designed around convenience. Visit orderlymeds.com/podcasts to learn more today. That's orderlymeds.com/podcasts. Again, orderlymeds.com/podcasts. One more time, orderlymeds.com/podcasts. Compounded medications are not FDA approved. Results may vary. Consult a licensed healthcare provider to determine if treatment is appropriate for you. Restrictions apply.